I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
Hey, have you guys seen That's My Boy? Seen this one, huh?
Yeah, wow, yeah.
Rare that we've seen an
late
Sandler.
Yeah.
This movie this late.
Is this less fun for me because there's no suffering in me, or worse for you because you have to see it twice?
Worse for me.
Okay.
Because I have to see it twice. Our other one on your card is Grown Ups 2, and I'm not looking forward to that one.
We've all seen Hotel Transylvania.
Unfortunately.
True. That is our saving
grace. We haven't
all
seen 2 or 3 or 4.
The lever was about to be pulled, and the governor called and said, "Stop! Boys have all seen Hotel Transylvania. They're pardoned."
Is that our saving grace?
That we've all seen a movie, yeah. Or we'll be executed by it, like tonight. Oh, I'm not going to say anything yet because Josh hasn't seen this.
Not.
Josh, what do we do here on the podcast?
The people that have not seen the movie, usually me in this case, get to pitch what they think the movie is about, based solely on the title.
So
what's
My Boy?
That's My Boy.
I mean, it's a Sandler movie, so we need to figure out if Sandler is My Boy or that.
Well, think about where we've been recently.
He's a dad now.
He's been a dad a lot of times.
So he's probably the that.
Or at least an uncle in, like, bedtime stories.
Right.
He's the that.
Yeah. He is the father of My Boy.
Who is... Is My Boy going to be anybody?
Is My Boy also going to be Sandler?
Oh, is this another Jack and Jill?
We have seen Sandler be multiple characters in past.
Not a...
Sandler plays himself and his father.
Not a gender swap, but an age?
That's... You know what? I like...
What if Sandler Freaky Friday'd himself?
No. We haven't seen...
I was Adam Sandler.
Let's do a Freaky Friday with twins.
Yeah. Where they're both Sandler.
We haven't seen Freaky Friday.
We will, because there's a new one
coming. Freakier Friday.
Uh-huh, with the same actors.
Same actors.
All right, so Josh, give us
Except
your pitch.
The bodies have been switched.
I think that Sandler plays the father of My Boy. I think My Boy may also be Sandler. My boy is not young. He is, like, maybe also an adult, or, like, in college or something. And maybe he lives with Sandler.
Okay.
So it's two Sandlers
so
living
he's like
with
a,
each other.
He hasn't grown up yet?
He hasn't yet, for some whatever reason, he hasn't moved out of his parents' house yet.
Oh, so...
And Sandler dad is trying... Sandler's
raised a man-child.
Now, is this...
Or he had his lack of being a parent has raised a man-child.
Is this the sequel to Big Daddy?
I haven't seen
that. He hasn't seen Big Daddy, Justin.
We have seen Big Daddy.
You know how I know you've seen it? Because it's a Sandler movie that predates this one.
Refresh my memory.
It's the one where he comes home and there's just a kid at his house. And he ends up adopting
him. He teaches
him
to roller...
And teaches him...
Throw sticks in front of roller skate guys.
Yeah.
I don't...
They pee on a building...
Oh, yes, that was 90s.
He puts the newspaper down.
That was late 90s.
Right, is this going to be the kid from that Grown Up?
No, because we know that Grown Ups 2 is the only one in, like, continuity.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, I think it's going to be that... I bet that Sandler is a rich, well-to-do parent, and he's a neglectful dad. And because of that, his son is, like, you know, a deadbeat or a bum or whatever.
Okay.
And he is Sandler dad.
Is Sandler rich?
Yes. He's well off. I don't know. Rich. We still haven't really came to a consensus on what we consider Sandler rich.
Well, usually it's in the billions, right, Justin? Like, Billions? What's the one where he inherits like billions?
There's one movie where he was conceivably.
Because I always get that one and Big Daddy confused because they came out around.
He has a lot of movies where he was not
rich. No, oh yeah, I remember that apartment. He was in an accident and got a payoff. He was rich in Big Daddy.
But he wasn't rich like he was in.
No, he was rich. Don't you remember that apartment? It had a treehouse in the apartment.
There was a movie where the entire plot was he has infinite money.
What was it?
That is.
There are tears of rage.
That was not this one. What a sneaky son of a bitch way out of that question. I just want to hear what Josh thinks that one was.
Wait, which one?
Not Big Daddy, but the one where he inherits all the money and he's from the small town.
Yeah, that was the one where he like... Yeah, I remember that one.
Do you know the name? For 2 points.
God.
Because Justin can't remember it either.
No, I feel like it was a movie where the name is the
Winona Ryder was the love interest.
I vaguely remember that movie.
Okay.
And John Turturro was very, very sneaky.
Don't gotta talk
about it. He had this dead foot, remember? And he whacked the dead foot.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Deeds. Okay. I know he's a billionaire in that one, but he's quite wealthy in Big Daddy because of the payoff.
I think that Sandler Dad in this movie will own a very nice house with too many rooms.
Okay.
I think that I would call that rich.
Yes.
Owns a house.
Owns a house rich.
He would have been well off in Big Daddy.
Yeah.
But he's like, if he was doing anything with it. Like,
well, he's a scumbag because he jumped like in front of a car or something and got a payoff.
He's like
he got
Seth
hit by a
Rogen
bus.
In...
that pickle movie.
Knocked Up or whatever.
Oh. I thought you meant that Pickle in Time or whatever. It's a pretty good movie, that Seth Rogen movie. But it's the same kind of movie where he kind of learns his lesson. But, so we have our Sandler bingo. Sometimes he's rich. What? I thought you were going to say something. Sometimes he's rich on the bingo. The movie's sometimes named after him. Is he named Boy? Like, is he, like, John Boy?
I think we might have to change that category. Oh, because we're seeing that less and less.
Except Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out.
Yeah, like 20 years of Sandler.
You just, like, hold on to that one spot.
Like, yeah, I think
but
we should
he's also done
space.
It a lot.
Yes, his early these are definitely all that.
Jack and Jill totally
it.
Held last
Jack
week.
And Jill.
Jack and Jill did maybe. Yeah,
he was Jack and Jill.
If he
unfortunately,
if he is the boy, then it'll count.
Okay.
If he is the boy,
well, if he's
if
the boy,
he's that's that doesn't count.
My doesn't count because he's the my. He's not the that's. There's no that's. Yeah. You're the linguist.
Sure. Yeah, I guess
that's would be.
I guess if he's the dad, is that good enough?
Is
that monkey enough in this movie?
Is that
is that enough Sandler?
You're
in
referencing
the title?
Last year's April, where we did Monkey Man.
Last year's April. You're not airing this year. Where is this going?
To the future.
Don't break Josh's brain with time. Ending.
Finally, after 1,000 years, I'm free.
We've watched all the monkey movies possible. God.
And all of the Sandler movies.
There's nothing left to watch after that until Sandler makes a monkey movie.
You're right. It could happen.
It could. Very easily.
Do we do that for April or Summer of Sandler, though?
Summer...
Or do we... Is it the worst of both? It's where we extend April all the way into June so that it overlaps with Summer
Because you have Monkey
Sandler.
May.
Yeah. So yeah, Sandler's gonna be a dad. He's gonna have a kid that might also be Sandler.
Oh, a little
he's
Sandler?
Gonna become
what's the drama, what's the conflict here?
The conflict is the son is a deadbeat or something. Well, the Sandler dad wants Sandler's son to move out, and that's the struggle. It's like he wants his kid to either move out or be a better person, but Sandler realizes he's also a bad person because he's a neglectful father.
What do you think his job is? Because he always has like
being it's irrelevant, right? That's the stupidest thing. These Sandler he's just like, in every movie that he is, owns a house rich or richer.
And he's like, I'm a marketing genius, and he's putting together
like,
something in
photographs. He's just some random thing. Like, I'm the foremost popsicle sale.
Yeah.
I own Big Popsicle or what.
Or he's
like,
just
who cares?
Like a cop out. Like, he's like, I'm a agent.
Oh, that's a classic.
I have a
one.
Job that sounds like I make a lot of money. Right?
Uh-huh. Me and my wife, who's amazingly beautiful, both make a ton. Oh, is he married to a hottie in this? That's another one.
Yes, absolutely.
That okay.
Absolutely.
This is 2012.
But what, are there no hotties in 2012?
No, that had nothing to do with
the hottie question.
The continuity
we are past
broken.
Boner comedies at
no,
this point, so maybe.
I was just saying, this is one I think of as a more recent one that's now over 13 years old. Justin.
Yeah.
Why'd you see this? Were you out of Sandler movies yet?
This one brought me back in.
Ooh, I know why.
Mostly because of who the other stars star with him. Is.
Me too. I wouldn't have rented this.
The son or the hot lady?
We're not going to give any spoilers.
Okay.
Either the Vats or the boy is the reason me and Justin saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, same reason. I gave him a chance. I was like, if he can make a good movie, because the other guy in it, the other person in it, was like doing really well with comedy at the time. Mm-hmm. I thought. So, I'm not gonna say I'm excited, but I remember kind of liking this one.
Okay. Kind of holding up a little.
I don't know if it holds up.
I remember watching this one and being like, "Oh, this is kind of like what I remember old Sandler movies being."
Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing for Josh?
A return to form?
It's a return to form a little bit in my
mind. I think that's a bad thing. Because, like, as bad as these newer Sandler movies are, at least they're different.
Yeah.
At least he's, like, trying some different stuff.
Okay.
So that's, like, kind
of... Yeah, Jack and Jill was a breath of fresh air.
Oh, yeah. He was totally
a breath of fresh air from, like, a poison.
I mean, it was different.
It wasn't so different.
It wasn't just vacation right off, rich guy runs around harassing ladies.
It was almost that. Movie. It made me lose faith in Al Pacino.
Didn't they go on vacation?
They did. They went on a cruise. Third act cruise to Italy.
There was a third act cruise.
You can't go.
Well, like, drama happened, right? Like, they got kidnapped and, like...
Oh. It stuff ruined that would, Pacino for
Stuff
me.
That wouldn't happen in an early era Sandler movie.
I can't go back and watch Pacino and look at him the same way ever again. Because he sold out to Sandler. I rented this. I didn't see it in theaters. Did you see it in theaters?
Pretty sure I rented it.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
This was a Redbox day. 2012. Like a Redbox rental or a Hastings.
Oh, the age of Redbox.
Yeah, because all the big box places like Blockbuster and Hollywood were closed by that point. And so you had like the kiosks.
Hastings was still hanging on by a thread.
I don't know how, man. I loved it. I rented a lot of shit at Hastings before they closed down. But we're going to get to it. We're going to travel back to the year that the Mayans predicted the world would end.
We're going
to... 2020. Maybe it did end with this movie. Who knows?
We're going to get the movie from a vending machine as we're checking to see what's available in it after we're checking out at the grocery store.
Maybe on the way in if we're really excited to rent a movie.
With Redbox.
Yeah.
Did you ever do Redbox?
I have been with people like you that did Redbox while I was around.
This is such a tiny cultural phenomenon.
It didn't last for very long.
No.
Are they still around?
No. The boxes are, but they are shattered and abandoned. That company is out of business.
Yeah, so this is there was, like a big vending machine.
This was like a sliver in time.
A movie rental vending machine.
Yeah. Can you buy Redboxes on the cheap now? Can I just have a Redbox in my apartment? Like, put DVDs in it?
I think you can just go take one, Josh. They're like at every They're old like shopping CVS carts and Walgreens. Like abandoned yeah.
Walgreens.
Yeah.
Go to you can kind of
just take one. They're probably full of old DVDs from like 2014.
You might be able to find this movie.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, the way I used Redbox towards the end is I would walk to the grocery store or walk into the grocery store and see, like, what hits were on the Redbox and be like, I'm gonna watch that online tonight.
And that's like, why it's dead.
I'd be like, what movie? Yeah, I didn't want
to... Streaming killed it. Right?
I didn't want to put my credit card in a fucking box and then get a grimy disc that may not work.
And then have to return that to a different one.
Yeah, that was convenient. You could return them to any Redbox. It wasn't a bad system, but
you could keep
end,
it, though, and not return it, right?
You bought it then, and it was like $40.
That's why they make you put the card in.
They would have your card, and you get charged
for a certain amount of days.
And if you don't return it... And then
if you didn't turn it back in, they charge you for day. They'd keep going, and then they wouldn't keep charging you forever, but they would charge you way more than a movie was
worth. Yeah, like $40-$50 for a new movie. It was like in the days when VHSs were new.
And these don't even come in cases, right? Just a little plastic shell with
They
the
were
disc.
Plastic
Little
cases.
Plastic shells.
Little printout.
It was, yeah, it was plastic, so it wasn't like paper. It wasn't that damageable.
Right.
But still, you'd get some dirty discs sometimes.
Sure.
Scratch discs.
Oh, of course. I cleaned a lot of Redbox discs just to watch them, is what I'm saying. So towards the end, when streaming was getting better, I was like, oh, what's new? What's out? Yeah, I'll watch that tonight at home. Speaking of which, we're going to watch a movie tonight at home from 2012. We're not walking to the store. We're not putting our credit card in a machine and getting some grimy discs. We're getting some grimy data from some large corporation that ruined another aspect of physical media is dead, but it was grand while it lasted.
Physical media is dead. Now, who here has a CD port or reader on their computer?
I do.
I don't have a CD port, but I have...
I collect physical CDs, though.
I don't collect physical CDs anymore.
Music.
But I have cassettes and vinyls, and I have things to play those on. I surprisingly don't have a CD or Blu-ray player. Yeah, no disc reading media of any kind.
Sure.
Got rid of all the consoles. But who wants to travel back to a time when CDs were like, we're gonna buy them all, they're only $5 in a bin! We'll be back on Have You Seen? And we're back, having just seen 2012's End of the World. I mean...
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
When did This Is the End come out?
That...
Around the same time?
No, that was a couple of years later, I think, like 2015 or 16 even. Have you seen that one? This Is the End?
No.
It was like the Seth Rogen group.
Is that the bar crawl one?
No.
No.
Unless I'm mistaken. World's End
something?
Yeah, that's The World's End. This one is a bunch of like Hollywood comedians from the mid-2010s made an end of the world film. Okay. About like they go to a party and the world ends. And it's notoriously like graphic and sexual for an R-rated movie because they sent in a draft to the MPAA that was just over the top, and they were expecting a ton of notes back. But so many big people were in it, they were like, yeah, go for it, whatever. Huh. And it kind of seems like they didn't read it, because that's a movie that's kind of NC-17. We've been talking about it a little during our boner comedies. Justin was jealous.
Your boner
comedies.
Yeah. I'm saying our boner comedies, because
this
Justin...
This was a one and done for me, too.
He slipped one in tonight.
Yeah.
This is kind of a
boner I'm surprised comedy. There wasn't a joke about that in this movie.
What?
Like,
falling over and...
There's statutory rape, but not
there
like...
There sure was.
Not like actual rape, at least.
Oh, let's not say actual, but, you know, yeah.
Sure. Statutory... you know...
Yeah. We're not gonna get into that too much, because it's gross, just like the beginning
of this
movie. Josh, what'd you think?
The beginning of the movie or the whole movie?
Just the beginning.
Not great, like the rest of the...
Because it starts like a lot of Sandler films, where it's a flashback.
This is a return to form, you're right.
In so many ways.
I was right in remembering that current Sandler is better.
Okay.
Post 2000s.
This
Sandler.
One was... I did not like it.
No.
Like, the premise was bad.
Yeah.
It did have more good bits than most Adam Sandler. Like,
that
like
annoyed
this movie
me.
had better bits than Jack and Jill.
Yes, and I think that's due to Sandberg.
But Jack and Jill is nowhere near as problematic as this movie.
Because this one starts with a 12-year-old Adam Sandler. He's not even in high school. He's in junior high. And a super hot teacher comes in and... She is immediately down to fuck. Like, she's into this kid.
I thought this was a dream sequence for the first 30 minutes of the movie.
Technically, it kind of is.
It is. The whole movie is a dream sequence.
Because he wanted to make it and then did. And we just have to watch. Uh-huh. It's like a friend telling you about their really bad horny dream, and you just have to kind of sit there. But Sandler did it, so it has millions of dollars in the budget.
Oh, God.
They didn't direct it, though.
No, it was a Happy Madison production. Which is why there were good jokes. And I think, like I said, Sandberg's input.
Sure.
Because he seems to be a funny guy back on SNL.
I don't know. You saw his movie.
True.
Did you think it was funny?
Well, which one? Because, yes. I saw the one with him.
Hot Rod is fun. It's good.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about Hot Rod. I got another one in the chamber, baby. That one with him where he's going to like a destination wedding. It's almost like this one, but he's not the groom. He's just like a side character. And it turns out it's a Groundhog's Day situation.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one.
That one's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But the Lonely Island
movie. The Lonely Island movie was bad.
Terrible. No, there's more than one.
Oh, God.
You're forgetting. Now, the new SNL, Please Don't Destroy the Legend of, like, Foggy Mountain. That one was fun. I had a fun time watching that.
I did like that one.
That's not Sandberg's production crew anymore. That's just, like, what he left behind from the digital shorts. Josh, what do you think of the premise of this movie?
It was very Sandler.
It was
reverse of what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sandler. you said that the
son is a deadbeat.
Was a deadbeat.
Sandler was a stand-up
the
guy.
The son was a stand-up guy.
Sandler was a deadbeat.
Totally.
Because, yeah. So we didn't really get to the whole premise.
Yeah.
He slept with his teacher.
Not only do they have non-consensual, like, statutory sex, but they have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
For a while.
They get caught because they're banging while they're having an assembly.
And behind the curtain.
Behind the curtains.
I think they did it for the thrill. Like,
and
they were behind the curtains. They thought they were safe.
Yeah, and
they're exposed. Everyone cheers them on.
Well, everyone cheers on Adam Sandler. She gets arrested.
He becomes an instant sex icon of the 80s. He's hanging out with, you the recognize Corys. This. The Corys.
Yeah, both Corys.
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. Yeah, he's making all these, like, 80s friends, because this is such a weird premise. He's a sex icon.
He becomes a sex icon.
And this matters because he's fully charismatic famous. And everyone knows him later.
And he's basically like someone who became famous for getting statutory raped.
Yeah, if it had been he just had sex with, like, another student and she got pregnant, that might have gotten into the local news, but he definitely wouldn't have been, like, a hero. He would have been like, oh, that kid's having sex too young.
And yeah.
He shouldn't have had sex with a 12-year-old girl.
No, but the fact that it's with his teacher.
And she's super hot.
And
this
she's
is the joke hot. That South Park made a couple years before where they're just like, nice, because she's hot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's that whole, well, you wouldn't think it was the whole other way around. It's gross.
It is.
It's real gross.
It's, yeah. Yeah. It's a crime. She goes to jail,
at least. They acknowledge that it's a crime, at least. This is
Crazy Court.
Not even a boner comedy. Not even a sex prank movie.
It's a sex crime
movie. This is a full-on sex crime movie.
Yeah. Is incest a sex crime? Yes.
Ooh. Getting ahead a little, but I wanted to touch on something that you said in the first 10 minutes of this movie.
What's that?
This is more problematic than Porky's.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just want that to be established on record. Famously problematic movie, Porky's. This is much worse.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Well, because they play up every bad thing as a joke, right?
And it's played for, like... It's played as a joke. It's played as, like...
And there's legit sex crimes.
Yeah.
In this. Yeah.
Yeah, multiple. Yeah.
Multiple.
Multiple. And crimes. Other crimes, too.
Yeah, there's
the
normal
good guys
crimes.
Do crimes, and the bad guys do crimes in this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a joke, so it's fine. It's funny.
It's
funny.
Yeah. I guess when the good guys do crimes... The people that they're harassing and terrorizing get in on it, kind of like Porky's, and then they're running around the town
together. Yeah, the shotgun guy followed him around.
Yeah, the bodega dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're all peeing on the side of that deli, and then he shoots the gun into it. Like, you're going to jail.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. But there were some good bits, like him having a beer all the time was a good bit.
That was such a good bit.
That was probably the best
bit. I'm so mad that this is, like, the best Sandler bit. it's such a good... Every scene, there has a beer. Sandler quickly pulls one out of, like, a drawer or his pants.
His luggage. His nightstand.
He's walking on a balcony, like, trying to
That's the best one.
He pulls one out of his pants. Yeah.
It's like a Hitchcock movie. He's walking along the outside of a high rise and Yeah, he pulls a beer out of his pants and cracks it and takes
it. And they don't make a big deal out of it ever. He just does it.
Yeah, the mine's good. He has the belt buckle.
Yeah.
Can opener.
Uh-huh.
That says the bottle opener. Yeah.
And knocking people out with a bottle is another running gag.
Yeah, does more not violence, but what's that?
Doesn't get old.
No, that one works because it's usually people who deserve it.
Yeah, he doesn't just do
randomly
it
randomly. People.
He does it. He does it to the brother.
He's not a monster, guys.
He does it to the... Well, yeah, he's a victim.
He saves his kid twice, right? From getting beat up.
Yeah.
With the bottle.
Yeah.
He with the bottle.
A famous story about how he saved Andy Samberg's life when he was younger because he, like... Andy Samberg used to be overweight when he was a kid because he had no fatherly instincts at all.
Yeah, because his father was 16.
18. He got in custody of him when he was 18.
Oh, okay.
I think the system raised him until, so for 4 years, we'll say, Sandler didn't have him.
Yeah.
And then he was like 18 and had a kid who was 4 or 5. Because the teacher and him were together for a while. And then you got to think the legal stuff lasted a while with this case. And then he had to like...
graduate. I don't know. It was Crazy Court.
Oh, we got to Crazy Court real quick in this movie.
Crazy Court goes by pretty quickly.
And it's a really funny judge. Yeah, and everybody, I think, cheers for him again in Crazy Court. It's a running gag. It's like, she's so hot.
He's living every guy's fantasy.
Well, and the teacher had no regrets.
Oh, no. She is into this.
She's like, I would do it again for a...
Oh, yeah. This was one of the worst ones where she was like, reading that the teacher was like, I would have sex with that kid again and again.
And slice. We've got it, people. We'll just edit Justin's audio clip right there. No. Yeah, she's in court and she says this under oath. And they're like, maybe 30 years isn't enough. Like, we get it, you're hot. But no.
That doesn't fly even in Crazy Court.
Not even in Crazy Court.
Not even in Crazy Court.
Not even in a Sandler movie does that fly.
That's a prepubescent boy.
He's not even in high school. He's not... on the cusp. He's not a high school senior. He doesn't have stubble growing and a big, like, lifted truck outside and a job he's held for 3 years. This isn't somebody on the cusp of manhood. Not saying that's right either.
No.
Not to excuse that at all. This is a junior high schooler who looks like a shitty little Adam Sandler kid.
Where did his friend go? They had that nerdy friend. Well, and we don't see what
I feel like that might have been the guy.
Is that Vanilla Ice?
The strip club guy.
Oh, that's the guy.
Am I wrong?
Strip club.
Maybe.
That would make sense. Because they seem to know each other.
He's like, you're my friend. Yeah, I thought...
I would like to think that all of the kids that he was friends with just moved on.
When he became famous.
Oh, he moved on.
Yeah.
Because he became famous. Yeah. He was on the cover of, like, teen...
Yeah, he was hanging out with the Coreys, not that nerdy little
kid. So he was doing a lot of drugs, getting in a lot of trouble, hanging out with Michael Jackson, perhaps. You never know. Oh, Vanilla Ice, for sure.
Vanilla Ice.
That's the celebrity they brought in.
He's in it a lot.
He is.
Yeah, he's got a lot of speaking parts.
I'll give them that. It wasn't a throwaway...
Like, oh, Vanilla Ice, and then he leaves the scene. And he's in it, like, the whole movie.
He was in it... Well... I don't know about the whole movie.
He was in it quite a bit. Like,
he was in it a lot.
He's introduced. Yeah.
And like an actual character.
He has a secondary character. He's like their uncle.
On the adventure with them later.
He has a threesome with the grandma.
Yeah. The whole thing is a destination wedding. Andy Samberg is getting married. Han Solo. He has changed his name. He's like a...
To Todd Peterson.
Oh, Todd Peterson never made the Kessel run in 12 parsecs. He made it in 13. But him and his wife are going to the shore to get married, and it's like a destination wedding. It's all her family and none of his.
He's a numbers guy, Andy Samberg.
He doesn't have friends either.
No friends.
Because what's his name from SNL? There's a lot of SNL alumni in this because we've got Samberg and Sandler.
Is his best man.
Yeah.
But he's like, I thought it was kind of weird when you asked me to be your best man because I hardly know you. It made me feel fucking.
He was married to Rachel Dratch.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. I mean, there are some good comedians in this. I'll give them that.
There's some good bits in this.
Yeah. It's just really gross feeling.
It's just a bad... It's bad premise.
Because as soon as Sandler gets there, the family, you can tell, likes him way more than Sandler.
Everybody likes him way more than
Sandler. We've got...
He's super charismatic.
The dad, who's a Sandlot. He's one of the Sandlot, the dad. He's the one with the pierced nipples, and he was like, nobody could understand him in Waterboy.
Yep. That's one of the roles he was played in the mini.
Still has pierced nipples in this.
He does.
They come up later. It makes me think he has...
In the strip club.
True pierced nipples.
Yeah, he probably has pierced
just for nipples. The... Sandler was like, why not? Let's do it, buddy. And then, that looks like it hurts. I'm not doing it. After he did it. Damn you, Sandman. You've got me again.
You don't think Sandler has pierced nipples?
I think we see him shirtless enough we would know.
He could take him out.
You can tell, though. If you put plugs in there, they'll close up. And then...
For a photo?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to restretch it to put anything back in if it, like...
Sure, sure.
Nipples, man, they contract... It gets cold, and you're never getting anything back in there, I suspect. You're just grabbing it then and pulling and trying to put something back in there.
Why don't you tell us, Josh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
So her brother is a Marine... Who is way over the top.
Stolen Valor.
Stolen Valor. He's like a...
Do you know who the brother is?
The actor?
Yeah.
I recognized him. What's he from?
I know him from Heroes.
Okay, I'm not a Heroes person.
He was in Heroes.
Yeah. Are you a Heroes person, Josh?
No.
That surprises me, because it's not very good and not a lot of people have watched it.
It's a TV show.
I know.
The first season
It's a little more obscure than most people would watch, why I think he's...
Not obscure enough.
Right.
It was...
Have you seen,
big
it was popular,
time.
Right?
Have
it
you
was
seen big Kyle XY?
No.
Okay, I'm pushing it further to
I've vaguely heard of that.
Oh, okay. Have I've you seen Jericho? That.
No.
I'm like pushing it further
I to don't see... watch vague TV shows.
Okay.
I don't watch vague live action. You ask me if I've seen Roswell next?
Have you seen Roswell?
The original Roswell?
Or the remake?
Yeah. No.
I didn't know there was a remake.
There is. There's been a
remake. Pretty recent.
These are Justin's shows for sure. Like all these like CW mid-tier... Oh, he watched Smallville for sure.
I did watch Smallville. Me and my dad watched Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen Smallville.
I haven't. I saw like an episode or two. I didn't care for it.
I loved
it so much you almost joined the cult.
No, I was going to say that the actress that was on there, I always thought she was super hot.
Yeah, enough to like brand you hot?
No, I was not branded. But
this is the cult Nexium that got busted up like 2 years ago. Oh, most of the people from Smallville, it was like comprised of her and another person, I think, from Smallville, maybe?
No, I only know her.
Just her, maybe. Yeah. But they were like branding followers and it was a whole sex cult thing. It was not good.
No.
True Superman villain, if there were any.
She was not a villain. She was like a best friend character.
Yeah. It's really strange to me, too, that this universe that we're in, this specific one, this Sandman is the one that's not problematic, because Neil Gaiman's fucking bullshit. Like, all the terrible things that supposedly I'll put out there with big old air quotes, he did believe victims. Like, God damn, I never thought I'd exist in the world where Adam Sandler is
the
like,
good Sandman.
The good Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Because from what I know, and what you said something during this movie too, this must be what it's actually like to just be around Adam Sandler, where it's just like inexplicably people like him.
He's got the riz.
Like he's got
so
like,
much. He radiates.
He just projects.
He came
charisma.
Into that scene with little Nicky hair. It was like greased over in a little ponytail. Like, looking
like... a tie and, like, a coat on...
With shorts!
Yeah.
Tucked in!
Yeah,
he had like a
with, like, a Van Halen red shirt t-shirt underneath. And people are under his spell immediately. He takes that girl's beer and opens it on his belt buckle, and she's like, ooh! And everybody's talking about, like, sexual stuff with him all the way. He, like, opens up to... What was it that... I forget what they were going around the table discussing, but the grandma even got in on it, remember? Yeah.
The one he eventually sleeps with Vanilla Ice.
Well, it's a progression to get there. But nobody remembers what he was, like, talking about that they were then going around the table.
I don't know. Hand jobs? Blow jobs? They talk about that a lot.
Constantly. Constantly. Adam Sandler might...
He tries to get a hand job.
He might be a sex addict.
He is definitely a sex addict in this movie. 100%. He's trying to get a hand job from
the massage parlor
while everybody else is in the room.
That is just crazy. That has never happened in a massage parlor. We've never gone for a have you seen massage, the three of us. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, there's a lot of cutaways like that where it's like him.
Yeah, talking, it just shows him, then pans out.
And then it pans out and other people are there. Yeah. That's like a writer. You think Sandberg was like, I've watched your older stuff, and it has potential.
This is how
you just need to do callbacks. Like, because that'll make the not funny things funny. And Sandler's like, you've cracked the code. Gabba-da-goo.
Can we speak of the dumb voice Sandler's doing this whole movie?
Oh, his like half Sandler, half like
for like
Jersey?
No reason.
That's like, wicked cool.
Usually in a Sandler, he's doing it because he's like not all there, or
I think
he's
had
a weird upbringing.
He stopped.
He's just like a normal guy.
Yeah, I think this is the show he stopped
developing.
It's
not quite as bad as the worst voice he's ever done,
Little Nicky,
which is Little Nicky.
Sure, but he's like a demon. That right? Yeah. He has a reason.
This is the closest though. This is number two sand voice, I think. Also,
what about Whitey?
That's not him. That's a character. That's not Sandler's character. That's another character.
At the mall.
You ever Whitey Josh?
That's a technical foul.
Unfortunately.
Don't send him to jail. I'll help him play basketball. Okay, Crazy Court. Why not?
Crazy Court.
Is that the last Crazy Court movie?
There's Crazy Court a lot.
Oh,
man.
We got to Crazy Court in the 9/11 one.
Oh, right.
And because they're like, he can't
Stand by Me.
Yeah, he can't have children. We're in Crazy Court, right? That was one.
Not Stand by Me.
I don't know
what was it called.
It was not Stand By Me.
No. It was
Stand By Me is where they go find the dead body.
Yes.
We haven't done that on the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's because I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Have you seen that, Justin?
Yes.
That would blow my mind.
Why I asked.
Never know. Never know.
What was the one where he had autism? Because
Rain
of
Under Me.
That's Rain.
Rain Over Me. Rain
there
over
we go. Me. 2 points for Josh. The points will add to a veto of a Sandler movie of your choice eventually. Once we run out, I guess. Yeah.
This is a...
It's rough to get through.
It's rough joke after rough joke.
Because it's really
It keeps going.
Crude.
It just keeps going.
You know, I don't mind a crude joke. But this is a lot
it's
of...
It's just the premise is so
too.
Bad. The premise is so offensive.
Oh, the whole reason he has to go to the wedding, he doesn't want to just see his kid either.
Yeah.
He's going
to
go to jail
for tax stuff. Why did he owe money on taxes if he's not making money? Because
he made a ton of shit when he was a kid and spent it all without paying taxes, and that's when they come after you.
I wish they had said that.
Yeah. Sure.
That, they probably did in that one
scene.
So this
is like multiple years worth of taxes.
Oh, from when he was making money, because now he's broke. He has nothing. So he goes to like a scuzzy producer that he used to know, and this guy's like, I'll give you...
Either his lawyer or accountant.
No, he's
or agent. Something.
Yeah, he's like a TMZ type of character. But he's like, I have the solution to your exact problem. I'll give you $50,000 if you go to jail and visit the teacher.
Oh, you're talking about this guy.
That molested you.
And bring your son.
And bring Han Solo so we can finally like clear the air, because the three of you have never been in the same room together. So he agrees to it, and that's why he goes to the wedding. It's kind of under DV's purposes right away.
I thought you were talking about the dude that he was talking to in the store that got mad that he was messing with his bobblehead.
No, okay. I think that's his tax... His
something?
his bookie?
Lawyer?
It might be his
bookie. Tax.
Because...
Oh, because
it might be his bookie. When your bookie is your tax guy. You've made a couple of mistakes with your money, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because... That, we get the whole Deus Ex Machina of the movie. Yeah. It comes back in the end. I thought it would.
Did you say
Deus
Ex Machina?
Deus Ex Machina. Yeah,
no, this is it's Deus
Ex. It's a robot that has a piston on it with a dildo attached. The Deus Ex Machina.
This was Deus Fat Machina.
Oh, man.
Oh, because that's how he won the race. Yeah.
He won the
He's like, it's 800
8,000.
Oh, yeah, because he put $20 down on
He put $20 on this really big
for the Boston Marathon to see
win the Boston
win.
Marathon.
Mm-hmm. And that was a throwaway line.
Comes back at the end.
Yeah, yeah. It was a throwaway from that moment until the literal end of the movie.
Good on
when
them
we
for
saw
not
it at the end.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everybody was cheering, fat guy, fat
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he fell, he got back up. He
That's also something that comes back two or three times. Because Sandberg's like, if you're going to put something offensive, you also should do it three times. And he was just trolling Sandler. He's like, dumb bastard. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. So we get to the house, and nobody loves Sandberg. They love Sandler.
Yes. You can tell that his wife, or his fiance, is like, not really into him.
She's... And I can't tell at
they
first.
They don't
play
it up enough.
Josh has a good point. It kind of feels like she's just nervous about the wedding at first. They don't play it up enough.
There's a couple of lines that they like...
That's not healthy either way.
Yeah.
But...
That shows that their relationship's not exactly
She
healthy.
Puts on the dress and they like talk a bit.
Oh, yeah, he's like, all right.
I think that was
she's
the
very controlling.
To, like,
am I not
you?
Supposed to see the dress? And she's like, it's a $12,000 Vera Wang. Of course you're going to see it.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, can I like hug you? And she's like, no, you can't crease it. And you don't know if it's like Bridezilla behavior.
Yeah,
like,
we don't do blowjobs.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, because we don't do those.
Gross.
You can tell they have a bad sex life. Sandler can tell right away.
Yeah, and that's because...
Are you kissing her pussy? He asked her that. Like, you know, sometimes they're just angry until you kiss their pussy.
Oh, my god!
I like that it was R-rated. I'm going to put that out there. I like that Sandler...
Oh, this wouldn't have worked if it wasn't R-rated.
No, it wouldn't.
Not that this worked.
No, it would have been disastrous.
This would have been a weird movie.
Disastrous if this was PG-13. Yeah, because we got to hear Sandler swear, which really
we
does that
We got to see
often.
Him smoke weed.
I think you're right that that's a first. Because he was smoking weed in all the other movies, and the characters were, like, Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison.
Billy Madison was...
He was doing hardcore drugs.
Billy Madison, I don't know, he probably was just drunk.
And doing weed, and smoking weed? Come on. It's the 90s, and he's a rich kid in L.A. or whatever?
Sure.
It's porno day. Little Nicky definitely smokes weed. He's into metal.
Oh, yeah.
And comes from hell.
Yeah, Little Nicky for sure.
Bulletproof, I'm not sure. He worked with the cops. He might not smoke weed.
You go there every movie to see if he smoked weed. What are we doing?
We know he...
Big Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Deeds.
No. He gets drunk a lot, but he's from that small town.
He is.
Which, I'm not saying small town people don't smoke weed. I'm just saying I don't think his character does.
Sure, sure.
He seems a little conservative, and at that time wasn't a thing conservatives liked to admit to doing. Rain Over Me. You smoking weed in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Grown Ups.
Oh, yeah. Him and the four guys have gotten together, and they're like, hey, we can afford the good shit these days. So, what do you think of this, Josh? Did this harken back to a golden era of Sandler for you?
I mean,
did it remind you of, like, better times sitting on the couch 3 or 4 years ago when we first started doing Summer of Sandler?
It definitely harkened back to early Sandler.
Yeah?
Which I did not appreciate. It was like a shitstorm early Sandler. It was I would not be surprised if this is a blackout on the bingo card.
Yeah.
I will check when I get home.
I am excited to see.
Do not have the
bingo card.
Because
I was checking some off mentally while we were watching it.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I bet this... Is it summertime? Yeah, I think it's summertime.
It is happening during the summertime.
Okay, I think we might get close to a blackout. And as we know...
Funny animals? There was no funny
animals.
Was there a funny animal?
In this? Funny animals, that's a really good question.
It might not have been.
But that's on the bingo card.
I know.
Ooh.
I don't know that there was.
Was yeah, there a funny
No one had a pet.
I don't remember. There was no. I feel like these people were too rich to have pets. They
didn't
like you.
Go to the zoo or anything.
There wasn't a lizard that scared someone, or a fish, or even a spider, or a bird. They could have a pet bird. They mm-hmm. didn't.
But we're getting close to blackout. Maybe not.
We're very close.
The strip club that he was always at was called... the strip club / breakfast bar.
Yes!
That he was always at was called Bacon and Legs.
Really funny premise. I had a 24-hour omelet bar.
Best omelets in Denver? Was this in Denver?
Was this in Denver?
Say best Denver omelets.
Oh, probably best
Denver omelets. Okay.
This was somewhere on the East Coast
near
the
shore. Yes, California or New York, right?
I'm thinking East Coast shore, like Connecticut even, because she was so rich. Because she dropped 50,000 to without her family even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
But I don't think she is rich, because it seems like she's marrying Andy Samberg for the money.
She's rich.
Yeah, why is she marrying him?
For the money. Like, she just wants to get richer.
She just wants more
money. Yeah, she's rich, for sure. Her family is well-to-do.
Maybe.
Why is he rich?
You thought that her dad was a different character throughout the whole movie, though.
Yeah, but that was just because she called him daddy.
He didn't know about the brother thing, though. I like that he brought that up whenever he got called out for having sex with her, too.
Yeah, yeah. So... Oh, yeah. Justin, we're watching this, and you're like, no, no, it's dawning on me. I remember something even grosser than what's happened. And we're like, a lot of gross shit's happened, Justin. I don't appreciate this.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, oh, man, there's another
Sandler
sex.
Hears
there's
her.
Another sex crime.
Sandler hears her talking on the phone, and she's like, we can't let Sandberg know about it till after the wedding. And he's like, oh, busted. She's been really mean to him this whole movie because he puked and jizzed on her dress. How dare her? And then I like how she's like, go get this dry cleaned. And we're like, oh, so it's not like ruined. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But she's like, you were mistaken. I was just doing blah, blah, blah. And he's getting a partnership now.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of wrote it off like Sandler had blown his chance.
Yes.
He gets picked
up. He misread
out.
The situation.
Definitely. But
then which they could have.
They could have.
Why not just have it been no? They made it even worse.
They made it so much worse because Sandler's doing what we're talking about, going out on this ledge like it's the fucking Cat's Eye movie.
He goes there to bring her ice cream first.
Yeah, to talk to her
because he wants to try.
Back.
He wants to get on her
make amends.
Side.
He wants to make amends.
Right, yeah,
because the wedding's the next day. James Caan is in this. From Rollerball and, what other movie? Have we done any other movies with James Caan?
Godfather?
Godfather, yeah, he gets murderized at that toll stop in the first Godfather when they shoot him for like a minute straight.
Okay.
He was
and
the
this one,
priest in
he,
this with the guns.
He punches people.
He was the old guy who gets in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
He was the...
The priest who punches.
He was the Bob Barker of this movie.
Yeah.
And he used to be a prize fighter before he was a priest.
He killed a guy in the ring, and that's why he became a preacher. I would rather watch his movie.
Yeah! No. I feel like Mark Wahlberg just made that movie. Careful what you wish for. He just made the Boxing Priest movie, like, 2 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, careful what you wish for. But, God, Sandler walks in with his ice cream. I like how he holds the ice cream on the ledge. And has the beer.
He gets the beer, too.
He gets in there and she's talking
to somebody.
I like
how he waits to get on the ledge before he takes the beer out.
And he waits to see that she's cheating on him before he discards the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. You don't deserve these treats. That's what he says.
He doesn't snap a picture right away.
No, because we have flip phones. This is 2012.
They've drawn out conversation to establish the gross thing that's happening.
Because she's riding someone, having sex, and he's like, I know exactly who it is. It's Andy Samberg's boss. And she's like, not this time.
It's worse.
It's way worse. It's my brother. The fake Marine.
Every reveal.
Yeah.
Last second.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. And we're just tallying up those sex crimes, Justin. This one beats all the other sex boner crime comedies.
It's awkward.
It's really awkward.
I'll say that.
To say the least. Because Andy Samberg has to find this out on his wedding day at the altar.
At the altar. Yeah. She whispers. He shows up to the wedding with Vanilla Ice.
Tell him or I'll tell everybody.
There's a pretty good gag where he runs up and he's out of breath. Mm. And he's trying to catch his breath to announce what's going on. And he's like, if you don't tell him, I'm going to tell everybody here.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, fine. And she whispers, and he's like, that's not so bad. And he's like, fuck you, you didn't tell him.
Tell him.
Tell him right now.
This is dirty, I mean, to do it in front of her full family. But they've been doing Samberg dirty this entire movie, mm-hmm. and I kind of feel for him.
Well, he says it out of shock.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he said it.
No, he didn't say it to, like, get back at her or anything. Yeah. But
even if he did.
I'm glad Sandler didn't, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he didn't expose them in front of all of their family. Let Sandberg do it if somebody's going to. Oh, and it tears them apart. And I love this line. It's one of the Sandlot.
There's way too many scenes in this movie where people are questioning whether he should forgive this girl and still marry her.
Yeah.
Like, there's a time when Adam Sandler's character finds it out, and he's given $50,000 to not tell anybody about it.
And he takes it at first. And he takes
it at first, and he's like, yeah.
That's how little morals and, like, ethics he has is he takes it, and he's like, I'll just never tell him, and it'll be okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How awkward would that be?
And then whenever Sandberg finds out, there's, like, they play it for a second.
I think he's in shock.
They play it in the movie like he's like, well, maybe I can forgive her.
Yeah, what do you think, Josh? Did you think he was going to, like, think it over just slightly with her?
They took way too long with his reaction.
Yeah.
It was like, why is he thinking?
Why is he thinking anything over?
I thought he was just, like, processing it. Like, it was too much to
Me too.
React immediately to.
I like the Sandlot line friend here, the one with the dreads at the wedding. He's like, I don't look so bad now, do I, Dad?
He was a joke that they set up early on in the movie, and we didn't see the character till the very end.
Yeah, some cut scenes, probably. His grandma slept with Vanilla Ice and Sandler. That's who that was. That whole plot comes about because Sandler's horny all the time in this movie.
All the time, and he's jerking off.
Usually he makes one of his Sandlot do this.
Yeah.
Like, jerk off to another character. It happened in Grandma's Boy. Well, he wasn't in that. But that's the one where you came on my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But his time he's...
Who's not in this movie, that guy?
Nick Schwartz in the bed.
Sure. The guy whose mom he came on is
Oh, you mean the lead of Grandma's Boy?
But the lead of Grandma's Boy is not in this movie.
He wasn't... We got a lot of background actors, but he was not in it. You're right.
Dante was in it. He was.
That was the dread guy. And he was the grandson of the lady. She's like, I wore my bathing suit from the picture in 1910 or whatever.
Yeah, and that's what pulls him into it. He's like, no, I can't do that.
I'm in.
Oh, you wore the old-timey bathing suit?
You caught this, Justin. It's a great visual gag. Or maybe Josh. Andy Samberg has a back tattoo of New Kids on the Block that he got when he was 13. Or third grade. And now
it's all distorted
because he it's like a shrinky dink, but the opposite. He grew up and it expanded, so their heads are all ballooned out. And Sandler
has one
of tattoo
of because he said it would be funny to get a tattoo of tattoo.
Do you know tattoo?
Vaguely, I don't.
This is Fantasy Island.
Right,
it's an old TV.
I'm familiar with the plane.
It's a TV show from the 70s and 80s about people coming to an island and their fantasies are fulfilled.
And a 2000-something movie.
It was
2018
so
movie.
Bad. It was so bad. I hated that. Yeah. Because it's one of those they made, and then they took everything good out so they could make it PG-13. That was terrible. Did you not see that with
me? No, I don't think I did.
I think I went alone to see that. It was... No one would go with me. Then Vanilla Ice there's a third part again, because I bet Sandberg's input. Vanilla Ice has a tattoo of himself on his back with a big warped head.
Yeah, but it's himself as an adult.
I like how you're trying to question the logic of this in this movie. You're like, he would have had to got a tattoo of himself as an adult when he was a kid. Is he a soothsayer, this Vanilla Ice?
No, or he just got a tattoo of an intentionally warped tattoo to match his
That would friends. Be fun, too. But maybe he can predict the future. And he wrote that Queen song before they did. Decades after.
I like it. He made a joke. He's like, man, Queen gets 50% of the royalties of that, and some other...
His MC, DJ. Yeah.
Gets 60%. I owe money whenever that song gets played.
Yeah, he was a fun character. I like pocket nuggets. They just stuff a bunch of nuggets in Sandberg's pockets.
I kind of wish Vanilla Ice was just the recurring celebrity for, like, the rest of the Sandberg movies.
He's good.
Just inexplicable. He's just, like, a dated rap one that just keeps showing up.
And he's got a fun energy in this movie.
He looks pretty young, this movie.
Yeah, yeah. You can definitely tell he's dying his little goatee, like, pure black.
They played one Ice Ice Baby, right?
Yep. He works at the ice rink, too.
He works at the ice rink.
They played up the...
With another kids TV star.
An 80s celebrity, yeah.
80s celebrity. From... I don't remember the name of the show. What you talking about, Willis? Is that guy.
What you talking about, Willis? On from 1963 to 1973.
Yeah.
Starring this guy.
Yeah. Sanford and Son?
Different Strokes.
Different strokes.
I believe. Yeah. It is a riot when Justin doesn't have his cell phone to look up things.
Sure is. I'm sure people love it.
Do you guys want to know how much this movie made? And how much it
did
cost?
Did it make money?
Well, I mean...
Sure.
How much it cost to make, I guess.
There was a lot of different scenes.
And places.
They rented a big house. Yeah, they went to a strip club. They ran in the city a bit. A
lot of SNL alumni.
Oh, yeah.
But they probably don't have to pay a whole lot for that.
No, because Sandler has dark secrets on all of them.
Mm-hmm. I've forgotten how much these Sandler movies normally cost.
They have been getting way more expensive. Especially Grown Ups was in like the 100 mil, and we're like, why? It's a fucking cabin movie. Like, they literally just had to pocket that.
Right.
Let's see here.
50?
The budget was 70 mil.
Okay.
Gross worldwide, 57 mil.
Oh, it didn't make money.
It didn't make any money.
That's why I never did more R-rated comedies.
That's sad, because I appreciate the fact that this was rated R. It was...
I bet this offended people, like, even at the time.
I didn't hear anything.
I bet word got out, like, real quick, and, like, just nobody
saw. 2012, we were still in the heart of edgy humor.
We both, at the intro, said that we watched this before and remember liking it at the time.
And tonight, I did not like it.
I didn't like it
either. This does not hold up. I'll just say that now. And Nick... He came over and he's like, this one holds up. Yeah. Only fan of the podcast was in the building tonight with us.
Yep, and he left.
And he left.
He's like,
oh yeah, I remember this movie. Bye.
He'll hear about it in 2 years.
Yeah.
And then Summer of Sandler.
Exactly. Summer of Sandler. he was like, I remember liking this. And I was like, yeah, we did too.
Keep that memory, yeah.
Josh will never have that memory.
I'm glad.
Unless he watches it in 20 some years and is like, oh yeah, that wasn't the worst one.
No.
Yeah. Well, but he already thought this was the worst one.
These horrors are
Grandpa Josh,
my
can
mind.
You show us the Sandler movies?
No.
Well,
we heard that was your greatest trial in
life.
Yeah,
old Justin Austin. He like DVDs of Sandler movies. It's like,
we've dead and we've just willed them to you.
Yeah. Watch these with your kids.
Grandpa Josh, we've listened to the archived podcast. Can we watch the stories with you now?
I don't want this to be my legacy.
Too late. Oh, wow. Who wants to know what the taglines for this movie are?
Ooh, I do. Love timelines.
Well, that's my boy.
Is it That's My Boy?
Oh, that's great. If you just have the title of a movie and then the title of
No, that's his boy is the tagline.
You remember Psycho? He's Psycho the tagline. Yeah.
What a psycho.
You remember Jaws? Look at those jaws. The story of a child and his son.
Oh.
That's...
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Everyone has a teenage crush. Donnie's went a little too far.
More than a little.
30 years later, ..
Wait, it keeps going.
That's all one, yeah.
Oh, God.
You don't need that much.
That's just telling the entire premise of the story.
One more thing about this movie I need to point out that made me uncomfortable.
Real hot all Susan Sarandon in prison.
In prison, that they, like, played it out that they were going to end up as
a
couple.
Totally are. They still turn each other on. And now they're
consenting. Yeah, she gets out in 3 years.
I did not like that was...
Now they're consenting
another
adults.
Thing that was happening where it was like, oh, yeah.
Wait for your abuser.
Usually Sandler would have, like, remarried 7 times by now.
Or had
he is a playboy.
Or had a love interest in
any hottie he wanted.
Yeah, he did. Right. He's a playboy. He's had sex with so many people. He had sex with grandma.
I'm married to Selma Hayek now. Gobbledygook.
And then any other taglines, or is that it?
That was it.
Okay.
He was more self-depreciating than in most of his movies. Like, he took the brunt of the gross, except for the brother and sister thing going on. For the brunt of it, he was the gross, which normally he isn't. He's, like, held on a pedestal, he's rich, everybody loves him.
Everybody loved him.
Everybody still loved him, though.
He was gross, though. Uh-huh. You gotta admit, yeah.
He was, no, I'm saying it's a weird combination. Yeah. Where he's like, I still want to be gross, but I'm still gonna make it to where everybody loves me.
That was the concession, right? The director was like, you have to be the gross, and he's like, but everyone can still like me.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'll jerk off to grandma, but grandma's into it.
Yeah.
Now that's a sex prank. That's not a sex crime. She's into it.
Because she was into it.
Where's the prank part?
Oh,
I think the fact
he gets
that
pranked?
He was asleep while she was cleaning
son
up his...
Her son gets pranked?
No, I think the prank was him pretending to be asleep.
No, because she knew.
While she cleaned up his jizz napkins.
Oh, okay.
Pretending to be asleep and making someone clean up your jizz napkins, that's a sex prank.
Sure.
Oh, there was the scene where the wife, like, licks semen off the...
Yeah!
Like,
okay.
I guess not to tell that she's awful?
Let's not do that.
Because why would she know they didn't give blowjobs?
That was a... Well, she's not sucking his dick, but she's sucking everybody else's.
That's what I mean. That's yeah. What was a tell.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't know. That was a tell for so many things. She found her wedding dress covered in vomit and something else.
Sticky and white.
And she decided to
taste it.
Yeah. Do you taste things when you find them in there strange?
No.
Do you? No. You're just like, ooh.
Do you find a mysterious substance and taste it.
Then you're going to miss out on the stuff.
Because yeah, well,
that's how you find the stuff.
I think I could have missed
well,
out on
the stuff.
Well,
you want to miss out on the stuff.
It's too late, though.
You don't want
she
the
almost
stuff.
Got the stuff.
She did get the
she
stuff.
She got double stuffed.
She got double stuffed by his boss and her little brother.
Not in the same scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we have right and left so it can really echo. I don't want to hear it twice. I don't want to hear about how she stooped her brother. No, this was bad. This was, ugh. Ugh. And they tried to justify it. You were saying everyone tried to justify it. They're in bed. And they're like, you know, we were just doing the thing hot people
time.
Do. Oh.
Oh, that,
they had
no.
A name.
Tickle time
you had
was
a name
the word.
That was...
Too far.
He throws
don't tell mommy about tickle time. Yeah, but she's like, we're just doing what hot people do. He just happens to be my younger brother.
Yeah.
And in that moment, you could see her soul as an actor leave her body and be like, why?
Say the
what
line.
Have say I become my dearest friend?
Is it worth it to be in an Adam Sandler?
Sandler's holding, like, the deed to her soul behind the camera, and it's like, signed with flaming ink, and he's like, I have this over you. He has something on everyone in Hollywood.
Well, it was being able to buy a house.
Is this the Sandler plot? Like, every movie films, he does it to get a one-up on some in the industry?
I think he inherited a burn book from, like, his parents that has Hollywood's deep dark secrets. That's my theory. Don't kill me, Sandler.
Is Sandler an apple baby? From who?
You have to look that shit up yourself because I don't know his parents. Mr. and Mrs. Sandler, there.
You can't, but you made the claim without knowing.
Yeah, I can know he's a thing without knowing a thing. I can know you're a white dude without knowing your parents' names. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. No, I do know your parents' names quite well. I've met both of them several times. No, I know he's a Nepo baby because I've looked it up. He was on like one of those lists we looked up like last week or something. But I don't know his I don't know his parents' names.
Okay.
No. His dad owned we've looked this up before, I swear to God. Because of this list, you guys have been like, how did Sandler get so big? And I looked it up, but I think his dad owned like a furniture empire.
Maybe.
Or like an import-export business, like one of those George Costanza kind of things. He was an architect.
His dad's Art Vandelay?
Yeah, his dad's Art Vandelay. I'm an importer. Not an importer-exporter? No, just imports. I don't know, though. Josh, would you recommend this movie?
No. 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 About you, Austin? This is possibly the worst Sandler movie in my life.
You kept saying that.
Top three for sure.
Bottom three?
Bottom three?
Yeah. Top three of the bottom three. Bottom sea-level Sandler.
How'd you like when they played underwater a little bit of baseball, like the Sandlot?
They played more baseball.
They played more baseball.
This is above Sandlot.
They did the same thing though as the Sandlot, where he's like, "I'll hit it to you and can hit it to anybody he wants."
Right. Yeah, but that was an ongoing joke that everybody like that. That whole joke was that everybody was good at baseball.
He's spectacular. Everyone at the house is spectacular.
The grandma did it. The little baby did it.
Except
Sandberg.
Yeah, the ball comes to him. He has his glove on.
It's hitting the neck.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, you're like, oh, no, they're both going to be doing funny voices the whole movie. Thank God it wasn't the case.
Yeah. I was actually more offended that there were good jokes and bits in the movie because I don't want to like this movie.
Yeah.
I do not want to look back at this movie with any kind of fondness.
Yeah.
But that beer gag was pretty fucking
I know.
That was probably the best bit in any Sandler movie.
Yes.
It was very good. The best recurring bit
for sure. I'll give you that. So if somebody comes up on the street, as you always put it, you're not going to recommend this movie?
No, no. So
what if they like Sandler?
How many people come up to you off the street and ask for movie recommendations?
None, but it could happen.
Oh, he wears the shirt, I'm on Have You Seen, ask me what I think about
ask
movies.
Ask me what I've seen.
Yeah. Ask me about my movies.
I would recommend other Sandler movies. What? Would I?
What did you just say?
What other Sandler?
I think he just realized how broken he is.
If someone walked up to me and asked me to recommend a Sandler movie, yeah, which one would I recommend?
The one we haven't done?
Non-animated. Non-Ultra Transylvania. I can't recommend Ultra Transylvania.
Okay, a Wedding Singer.
No.
You didn't like that one as much as we did.
It was fine, but...
Okay, what one would you recommend?
Oh, Eight Crazy Nights.
No.
You said not animated.
Were there other ones I liked? Did I like any Sandler movie?
I think when you said that, I'd recommend another Sandler movie. And then you paused. You just realized.
Wait. No, I wouldn't.
What have I become?
Would you recommend That's My Boy from 2012? Austin.
No.
Why?
Before I watched it again
three
tonight,
reasons.
I thought I might have.
Yeah.
You guys think that every Sandler...
No.
I don't.
I don't. No. I really don't.
This one took me for a loop.
I knew surprised I wasn't going to like Jack and Jill.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Next time.
As soon as this one started again, here's my first reason. The statutory.
Yes.
Fair reason.
That's my reason too.
Okay. No, nope, you can't. You got to find three other reasons. and everything surrounding that.
Okay. That's all three reasons. Yeah. Sure.
No. I really hated that there were some really funny parts, too. Because I was like, why are they wasting these really funny moments in such a bad movie?
I did laugh more than a lot of Sandler movies.
Yeah, yeah. I liked some of the locations.
And I think that's why we remember liking it.
You remember those parts.
Because we remember that there were some funny bits in it.
As opposed to early Sandler movies when there weren't.
No, there were... there being funny bits in early Sandler movies.
You remember wrong? It's been years. Austin said he'd been doing this for 4 years. Was it 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. Really? Are we halfway through the list yet?
Oh, we are.
Well, the list keeps getting bigger.
Well, yeah, but not that quickly. Last time we checked, this has put us in half. As of Adam Sandler in space movie.
Yeah.
How far along are we?
More than halfway, for sure.
Okay, good.
Because that's 2024.
So we only got like 5 more years. I'll be like less than 50.
Yeah.
Before we're done with this.
Right.
That's not bad. We'll be done with before you're 50.
You have plenty of time to have kids, have grandkids. Take a nice long break until they come to you and say, "Grandpa Josh, can we watch Bulletproof?"
Yeah, I better get on that.
Can we watch Overboard? Going Overboard? Did you just say Going Overboard? And like,
I have like war flashbacks to Sandler.
Yeah. PTSD that kicks
like
in.
My kid like
it's
gets
like
on,
taking
like,
acid.
Wakes me up.
Yeah,
while
you
I'm
take
sleep.
It again the second time.
Yeah. Just wake up in a cold sweat, like, comedy.
I haven't heard that name in 25 years. You have an eye patch.
I look over at, like, the mantle. There's, like, a picture of Justin and Austin and Sandler.
Yeah. Of course, little Billy, sit down. Happy, come here.
How many more Sandler sequels do you think we're going to get? We have two of them now.
Too many in his later years.
You think that's what he's going to do?
Yes.
He's going to revisit all his old
movies. We'll see how good Happy Gilmore 2 does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's in production right now.
If it does well,
he'll keep doing it.
More. If it doesn't do well, probably at least a couple more attempts, but less.
Are we excited for old age Sam? Because he's going to do this till he dies.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He's not going to stop, no.
We're going to get, like...
Are we more excited?
We're going to get old man Sandler.
Or old drama Sandler? Or old comedy Sandler? Is he going to be making boner comedies in his, like, 70s? Like, right, is he going to turn into a legit funny old man?
I want Gran Torino. I want Gran Torino, but with Sandler.
I want Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, I just want him to turn into Rodney Dangerfield.
He becomes actually, like, charming.
Like a great old comedian. Yeah. And you have to convince your grandkids, he was shit, I promise. What are you talking about? He's the funniest comedian in the world, Grandpa.
That'd be the real one.
Quiet reign over me.
All my kids are named Sandler.
All your grandkids.
Oh, God.
Is this bet no. Your grandkids are named after Sandler movies?
Yeah.
Nikki and...
Little Nikki, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah.
There's such a cut-up.
The titles.
It's the future, so why not? Names will be weird.
Yeah. Well, Punch Drunk is the black sheep of the family.
I'm so glad I found your grandma and married a woman named Vicky Valancourt.
Oh, little Julia Guria.
You know what I'm hoping for? The first Wedding Singer came out in like 97 and was about 87. We need one in 2027.
You want the Wedding Singers, plural?
About 2017. And it's like the same level of nostalgia for 2017 as he had in the 90s for the 80s.
Okay.
And what the fuck happened in 2017? I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Nothing that pivotal.
No.
But it would be really funny if he played the same character and just brought it back and he's still a wedding singer. Mm-hmm. And he's doing like, I'm 60 and I know it. Because now he's doing modern wedding songs. It's 2017.
Sure, that's modern.
2017 is what I said. Justin, would you recommend this movie? No, but you brought it to the podcast.
I did. Because we're doing the whole Sandler thing.
We have been for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't like when you bring up how long we've been doing it.
We've been doing it.
Josh, it's been a hard month for you because we just finished April.
And it's going to continue.
Yeah, your list and April, really, because we're kind of in the middle of it. Spoilers, yeah. It never ends. The only way out is through.
Apes might never end. Sandler will end.
I don't know. He might sell his rights to, like, AI,
CGI. We'll catch up
CGI.
With Sandler, and then Sandler will be a blissful 2 movies per year.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. We'll do all the spin-offs that we wouldn't let Justin do before, like the Netflix ones. No, you're right. We will not.
He's just to be in the movie now. He's Justin just doubles down. It's like, okay, now all the background roles.
There's no...
He's not a background role guy.
You're going to do Jim Carrey next.
Though, I don't think he's ever been in a movie where he wasn't the lead. The
star. Yeah, he has.
Or like the second build, like... Funny People is the most I can think of where he's not.
He was in Hot Chicks for, like, a scene.
That's a cameo. I'm saying he's not lead role, but he's, like, in the movie. That I don't count as a cameo. But yes, you're right. And I kind of like Hot Chicks. I'm going to say it right now.
You've said it before.
I think it holds up a little bit. It's a Happy Gilmore one. Madison. That's not Sandler movie.
But he's in it.
Yeah, he had, like I said, a 5-second cameo.
So you know how Schneider...
Yeah,
Rob Schneider plays the role.
Well, don't tell him because we can put it on a certain list that's coming up.
Soon. Sandler's cameo. But this isn't like a bit.
It's a freaky movie.
This isn't a spoiler.
Oh, okay.
You know how he had the reoccurring role where he goes, "You can do it."
Does he do it? He says
Sandler does it in a similar character.
I think you're mistaken. I don't think that's Hot Chicks. He's the guy who works at the mall in Hot Chicks, who says you can put your weed in here. You've seen Rob Schneider in The Animal. That's what that means.
Oh, that is The Animal.
This is a movie we will...
Never watch.
It's buried, pretty much. And what about... Was it Deuce Bigalow?
No.
It had to be The Animal.
Yeah, I think it was The Animal. Yeah. But I have seen Deuce Bigalow.
I forgot about The Animal until you made me think about that. That's a buried Rob Schneider movie where he becomes...
An animal.
Because I think he gets injected with, like, 12 types of animal DNA.
An actual animal?
So, no, he doesn't turn into anything, but he can, like, run on all fours. And he can smell really good.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't smell really good, but he can smell really good. Bert Schneider burn! Have you guys heard that song, X's and O's?
No.
It's a pop country song. It's like, X's and O's.
Yes.
It's Schneider's daughter.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, the blonde that sings that. She's like a country western song or star.
And song.
She's a song, yeah. He sang her into existence. This was a long one. This was a bad one.
How long was this?
It felt like a long one.
Every time you thought the movie was coming close, they would just keep it going.
Yeah, and you'd be like, wait, they still...
They go to the bachelor party, then they go to the second bachelor party...
Oh, yeah.
Then Sandler tries to save the wedding, and then he tries to save the wedding again, and save it again. Like, it just doesn't stop.
That's one of the longest nights.
This is over 2 hours. This isn't 2 hours. Like, this felt like the longest movie. It's longer than Gone with the Wind.
You think it's over 2 hours? That's your guess? What do you think?
Maybe barely, but...
Just barely under 2 hours. Hour 57 minutes, or something like that.
Hour 57, hour 58.
We're not doing Price is Right rules. 156.
Wow!
I gotcha!
That's nuts. The fuck is this hyperbolic time chamber move? Jesus.
Yeah, because you're wondering, you're like, when are things going to go bad so they can make up?
Because, like, I know I've seen enough movies.
I don't like admitting this.
I've seen enough movies now to where I'm like, they still have to do this and this and this in the movie. Like, Sandler and his son have to get together, and he has to stop the wedding, and has to, like, do the thing, go to the jail. They haven't done that.
It's formulaic.
I was proud of you watching the movie, Josh, because you were like, whenever you met the wife, you were like, oh, you could, like...
Not the wife.
The future girlfriend. Oh, the future girlfriend.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, that's the girl he's going to get with.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really like his wife. Right. You could tell that in movie language.
But you didn't quite get it complete because you're like, how are they going to have time for him to break up with her and marry this new girl?
Well, because I thought that was going to be... They're not getting married. I thought that was going to be the joke is that, like, she leaves the altar and then the other girl just shows up and that's the joke.
You could do that.
So that we've been dating for 6 months now. They just joke a time skip in.
Oh. Oh, that would mean Sandberg was cheating on her, though, and that would have got sticky.
Right, fair.
And then the fiancé would have come up to the sticky thing and tasted it just to see what it was. I watched a horror movie not too long ago with CM Punk in it.
Where they tasted sticky things?
Yeah. It was disturbing because it was a horror movie and he's trying to fix up an old house. And CM Punk was a pretty good actor. But like he would like bang a hole in a wall and sticky black goo would come out. And he'd just like dip his fingy into it. And I was like, bro, you deserve to be cursed. And he's just like, what's this? And I'm like, I thought you were straight edge. You can't go licking house goo. You're going to trip hard.
That's not drugs.
You don't think ghost house goo is drugs? What do you think we've been doing, Justin? I found the most haunted place in a town. I gather the goo, and we smoke it.
The resin.
The resin
is just ectoplasm.
Oh, man, there's a movie you should make, Sandler. Speaking of the first time he smoked weed in a movie. Mm-hmm. Blew me away, because we've done our stoner, not stoner comedy lists before. With, like, Bill and Ted and stuff like that. Wayne's World.
Yeah, that was a list you did.
I feel like this was CGI smoke for sure. Because it was still illegal when they made this movie. It was one of those
things. Was a bong, though.
It showed him
hitting a bong.
It was a comically large work bong.
Yeah.
Like, he had that under the desk at work ready to go. Yeah. Not a little sneaker.
Nope.
This is like a three-footer.
Yeah.
But it is
It's the type of bong you would imagine in this universe Vanilla Ice would use at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't as big as Kiko's.
Ah, the glorious time Justin and I got lost in our own neighborhood. Maybe talk about that on a future episode, but you want to give them the rundown, the spiel, if it is?
Sure, if you liked this and want to hear more Sandler, you can find us on FabCheck at Facebook, have seen on podcast.net or com, and anywhere else you might find podcasts. It's all been right. A while since I've done this, okay? You gotta be doing it more often, sir.
Okay, we'll do.
FabCheck on YouTube.
Yep.
I think we still have that up. FabCheck
at Facebook.
Yep.
Have you seen podcast on Instagram?
Thank you. I was gonna say that. You beat me to it.
And we post the link to all our new episodes up there with them. Mm-hmm. But
we also have Amazeballs, where we watch shows, and Justin and our own fan Nick have What a Wrestle, where they talk about pay-per-view wrestling events.
Yes!
We recently did a cross with them with Have Seen for You Can't Kill David Arquette. Spoilers, You Can't Kill David Arquette.
Not even David Arquette could kill David Arquette during the filming of that movie, it seemed like.
Fantastic. I like that we've been talking about You Can't Kill David Arquette for like a year now.
No, it's a good movie. Because
it's the last crossover we did.
Exactly.
So it was the last crossover. Keep beating it. It was also, I think, the most invested I've seen you be in a movie.
It was...
Because it was a documentary where someone might die.
I did not know. I was on the edge of my seat.
It was also the first sequel we've done that's completely changed format.
Yeah.
Where the first movie...
It was what we wanted Get In to be.
Was like...
After Get Out.
Exactly. It was like the first movie was a total fiction, and the sequel was a documentary.
Mm-hmm. About the fiction.
I wish Tremors would have known that.
We still got time. We got... Gotta catch up on Tremors.
Like, the second one's a documentary about graboids and how they're real or something. And if you want to write to us, fapcheck@gmail.com.
I will read any of your mail. We're going to check right now. Maybe or not.
I don't have the login. Justin has it.
Any mails? None? Okay.
There's not any.
If there are any, we will check
mail
after
them
this,
to us, and
we'll
check.
Do a little supplementary episode afterwards.
We'll tell you in the comments if we filled out the bank card blackout or not.
That's a good idea.
Because the very first time we get fan mail,
yeah,
you best believe
I'll be reading it.
Josh will be reading it.
Oh yeah, he'll do the voices if you request it.
It's been 8 years and we haven't gotten a single fan mail.
They're all just sending it to the wrong mailbox.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It's like,
stacked. Did you check the junk mail? There's like hundreds in junk mail.
Josh, I keep writing to you. I love you. Please read my mail. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Hey guys, have you seen?